Welcome back to Dudley Fire Station. I'm joined now by Matt Dixon. Matt Dixon, what are you doing with this lovely dog here?
Yeah, well, I'm here with Kai. Kai is my fire investigation dog. So he's a Belgian Shepherd. He's 18 months old. And we use him basically when it comes to arsons and finding arsons or detecting arson. So he's trained to find flammable liquids. So if we suspect arson or if we want to rule arson out, once a fire's been put out, we'll take Kai in, he'll sniff around, and if an arsonist has used something like petrol or turps or something similar to start the fire, there'll be a little trace of it left behind. Right. It's that little trace that he will then find for us. He'll show us where it is, and that's going to help us paint a picture of what's happened, and it's going to help us locate the arsonist. We'll sort of get them to search suspects as well. So if we have a suspect in an arson, we'll get the dog to search them and their clothing and their house. And we're looking for evidence that's going to tie the two together. Kai, he's currently in training to become a drowned victim search dog as well. So I'm going to use him to locate human remains below water level. And he also carries out flood rescue responsibilities, so he helps us deliver throw lines to people and pull throw lines back ashore in flood situations.
That's incredible, Matt. How long did it take to train him up for doing this sort of thing?
Well, Kai's 18 months old. His training started when he was just about a year of age. He's qualified as a fire investigation dog. That took about 4 or 5 months in total. The other bits of his work are kind of ongoing, so they're ongoing training. But the average is sort of between 6 and 9 months, really, to train a dog up to do a job for you.
Oh, that sounds incredible. I like the booties on Kai. They're very cute, aren't they?
Yeah, well, they're cute and practical as well, because, yeah, the boots are there to afford the dog a level of protection.
Yeah,
We take them into fire scenes after the fire's put out, but it might still be hot in places. There's going to be broken glass and what have you on the floor, so we don't want him injuring himself. So the boots will just protect him from the hazards in there, and they'll give him a level of grip. A laminate floor that's soaking wet is going to be slippy. Whereas the dog will wear in the boots, he'll run into a room, for example, and he'll stay on his feet, and that will allow him to concentrate on his nose rather than concentrating on staying upright.
So how many trips into very dangerous positions has Kai been into, Matt?
The dogs get used quite regularly. He's been to a number of jobs. On average, we go out to sort of one or two jobs a week, which are normally fire scenes that require searching for traces of flammable liquid. But as part of his flood training, we take him whitewater rafting and this kind of thing. So he's a bit of an adventure dog, really. He'll have a go at anything, bless him.
The right sort of dog you're looking for. He's even got his own blue flashing light on his back.
Oh, everybody needs a blue flashing light, don't they? He's even got a red one as well for special occasions.
So what does that mean, that blue flashing light, apart from the obvious?
The blue flashing light is the obvious, basically. It's so that when he's working, people can see that he's something to do with emergency services. If I'm doing a search of a woodland, for example, and it's dark, I can turn that light on, and it's like a strobe, it's just like a flashing beacon. Yeah. So I can just visually see where he is. Obviously, once it's dark, you struggle to see the dog, but with a flashing light on top of him, he stands out a little bit more easily for us to just keep a check on.
Tell me, Matt, do you have any difficulty getting Kai back out of the building that he's been walking around looking for things?
Luckily, Kai knows that I'm the guardian of the toy.
Yeah.
So wherever I go, he goes, because he knows I've got the toy. And if I walk out of a building with a toy in my pocket, he knows if he comes with me, he might get that toy. So, yeah, people say, oh, your dog's worship you, you can see the way they look at you. And I always like to just hand my ball over to somebody else and walk away, and the dogs will stay with that other person, because suddenly it's like, yeah, who's my owner? I don't care. That person's got the ball, so they'll do.
And what's Kai's reward for all his hard work?
Kai's reward is what he's doing now, which is playing tug-of-war with his ball on a string, basically. Everything he does for the ball as his reward. And that's what we look for in a dog. We look for a dog that is really toy-focused and wants to do anything to get his toy. Kai fits the bill. So just me letting him have the ball is a massive reward in his eyes.
That's absolutely fantastic. Matt, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Will Kai say a few words? No, not quite. Kai's battling with the toy at the moment, waiting for you to throw it.
Silence. I'll tell you what, I can get him to speak if you'd like.
Yeah, carry on, go on.
Kai, okay, leave. I don't know if he'll do it now, actually. Kai, speak. There you go, so he can talk after all. He's not mute.
Thanks very much for that, Matt. Cheers.
No problems. Okay, cheers, thank you.